I'm Phil Nee with news. Local authorities are investigating a serious UTV crash that occurred Thursday evening, which left two people hospitalized and resulted in criminal charges against the operator in Columbia County. It was actually on County Trunk Highway G, where a 50-year-old male from Poinette was traveling eastbound at a high rate of speed. Witnesses at the scene played a critical role in the immediate aftermath of the accident. Several citizens stopped to provide assistance using a tow strap to upright the overturned vehicle and free the driver, who had been pinned inside and was unconscious. First responders arrived shortly thereafter to provide emergency medical care to both the driver and a passenger, both of whom were subsequently transported to a local hospital for further treatment. Authorities also remind the occasion to take this time to remind the public of the dangers associated with impaired driving on designated UTV and ATV routes. In Richland Center, the upcoming General Government Committee meeting will focus on several critical administrative matters, starting with reviews and recommendations concerning city agreements and service contracts. The committee is set to examine potential amendments to the intergovernmental agreement with Richland County regarding the operation of the Simons Recreation Complex. Additionally, the committee will deliberate on the future of the city's participation in the shared ride taxi program. This discussion will cover essential topics such as the continuation of services, potential adjustments to fare structures, and various contract options available to the city. In addition to these contractual agreements, the items will continue to be addressed, proposing updates to the council rules. Specifically, members will consider an amendment to Appendix A, which would formally designate the mayor as a non-voting ex-official member of the General Government Committee. These discussions aim to refine both operational partnerships and internal governance procedures for the City of Richland Center. Coming up on Wednesday, the Richland School District Board of Education will hold its regular meeting at 7 p.m. in the Richland Center High School IMC. Attendees can look forward to a variety of reports, including updates from board members and the student council. The agenda also features the end-of-the-year Achievement Gap Reduction Report and the STING CCLC report. Financial oversight remains a priority, with the business officials delivering a report followed by the approval of the statement of cash and invoices, alongside the designation of the general fund balance. Following agenda approval, the board will transition into information and discussion items, including a review of district vacancies and appointments, the foundation financial report, the quarter four discipline report, and an update on referendum projects. The final portion of the meeting will focus on action items, such as naming the Alt-Ed off-campus program, adding an early literacy coach, hiring for that position, and addressing referendum budget events. The meeting will conclude with a presentation of the strategic framework from the steering committee before adjournment. Car enthusiasts and families can enjoy a great time when Wizards of Rod's Fun Run 45 continues tonight and tomorrow at the Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds in Warren's. Tonight's Bring a Dish to Pass for the potluck dinner. Tomorrow will be the Show Shine Display Day and Vote Day. There will be a car show that adults can enter, and for the kids, there will be a pedal car, stroller, wagon, and bike show. Registration for both events will be from 9 until 11:30. Awards for both competitions will be handed out at 2:30. Terry Filyaw is organizer of that event.
We have 25 trophies, and that's the top 25 that our members select from the group of people that are there. And then from that, we have the pre and post 1945, and then we'll have one for the kids. The kids can bring in a bicycle, a wagon, a stroller, anything, and they have their own little show that they can put on the stage. They like getting to be a part of it.
There will also be a DJ and food trucks during the Wizards of Rod's Fun Run 45 tonight and tomorrow at Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds in Warren's. You can find more information at the Village of Warren's website and on the Wizards of Rod's Facebook page. Fun for the whole family continues during Reedsburg Butterfest tonight and tomorrow at Nishan Park in Reedsburg. Live music is currently underway. Tomorrow morning will feature the Butterfest Run, Run for the Butter, at Lakeside Foods parking lot starting at 7:30, and a cornhole tournament, which will be held in the afternoon at Just a Game Fieldhouse at 1:30. There will also be a midway carnival and food stands. A complete schedule and information can be found at butterfestreedsburg.org. Tonight, Soldiers Grove Dairy Days wraps up at Soldiers Grove Park. A pedal pull begins at 5. Also, Crawford County Line Band performs at 7. And a parade starts at dusk. There will also be a carnival and chicken queue, food and beverage sales. You can find more information on the 2026 Soldiers Grove Dairy Days Facebook events page. The public is invited to Frank's Hill to observe the setting sun on the summer solstice. The official start of summer will occur tomorrow morning at 3:24. So the first official summer sunset will be that evening. Weather permitting, the Three Eagles Foundation will provide a guided tour of the Effigy Mound Group. Participants are encouraged to arrive by 7:30 tomorrow night to have time to walk around the mounds and should be there by 8 p.m. to enjoy the sunset. Those attending should bring chairs or blankets, insect repellent, and their own food and beverages. Also feel free to bring a telescope or a good set of binoculars for stargazing following the sunset and a camera. Directions to Frank's Hill are as follows. From the north end of the Muscadet Bridge at the intersection, turn west on Highway 60, drive for 2 miles and turn north on State Highway 193. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road and walk to the top of the hill. For questions regarding this event, contact Mark Cupp at 608-739-2179. The City of Richland Center's monthly large item pickup will be Monday. Residents are reminded to have all the eligible items at the curb by 6 o'clock Monday morning. Crews will begin collection Monday and continue citywide until complete. Please note that this is not a multi-pass pickup. Once crews have completed an area, they will not return later in the week. It's a maximum of 5 items per address. Items must be under 50 pounds and manageable by one person. No Freon appliances, yard waste, tires, hazardous waste, or construction debris. Items that exceed these limits or contain prohibited materials will not be collected. Residents with additional or oversized items can contact Republic Services directly to arrange a special pickup at resident cost or transport items to their Boscobel facility. The city appreciates residents' cooperation in helping keep Richland Center clean and safe.